your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the month of October. I'm really excited about this month because five planets turn direct that have been retrograde for such a long time. I have a wonderful guest tonight. His name is Jay Mehta. He's nicknamed The Realist, and he has a show called Spiritually Raw. Jay is a remarkably involved soul, blessed with a witty personality. Oh, he's a riot, let me tell you. He's tenacious viewpoints and uncanny nature to verbalize things and bring forth a lot of laughs and insight. He also can bring forth life and manifestation, which is what everybody's anxious to learn, of course. Remember, this is Let's Find Out. He was born into the Eastern philosophies and raised with Western ideologies, providing the perfect cocktail for blending his intuition and tenacious leadership skills. And he does have great leadership skills, I will tell you. He's a renowned, charismatic media personality and highly sought out business executive. Please excuse my speech. It's been a rough week. I haven't felt well, so we're better today. So he's the creator and author of Spiritually Raw, Secrets to Broadcasting Riches, Awakening the Power of Your Voice, Creating Prosperity and Abundance, and Living Your Divine Purpose, all from the comforts of your laptop. My goodness, the more truth and love we speak, all of us prosper, and the faster we are going to shift into global consciousness as well as ascension. Good evening, Jay. How are you doing?
Wow. Well, right now I'm blushing after that introduction. Thank you very much. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you on Let's Find Out. We wanted to get together for a long time, and our our schedules have finally come together. So you lead a very lucrative career in financial services, and you left it to pursue your spiritual path. And I don't know if you realize that I left my lucrative career in aviation and left it for my spiritual path. So why did you do that, and what were you hoping to gain?
So financial services for me at some point just became, the money has been fantastic, and it's been a blessing to have experienced that and to be able to get that, Elizabeth. But, you know, it just became a game. It really did. It became a very mechanical process. Get there, show up, make a sale, make some money, go to bed, get there, show up. It became a very mechanical process day in, day out. So there was nothing really inspiring about it. So I just had to take a look at my life and say, hey, wait a minute, 10 years from now, what's it going to look like if I continue to be doing the same thing? Like, how am I going to feel? You know what I mean? What am I going to, you know, am I going to enjoy this? And I just got to a point where both April and I really got to a point of like, you know, hey, you know what? I think it's maybe time for us to take a look at other options. At that time, we actually had about 50 sales agents working for our agency, Elizabeth. So, you know, it was a lot of that. There was not only a decision for us personally, it was a decision how it affected, you know, those other people that were working
with us. I don't know if you remember, but at that time, I think it was around 2010, you called me and I gave you a reading and I told you to let it go and that you would expand in the spiritual area. Do you remember that, Jay?
I remember you from that back then. I'm sure I did reach out to you because at that point in time, that's all you have to do. You're like, oh my God, okay, no, you know, because that business is full of egos and you think you got it. But then when you're out on your own, you're looking at something else. I mean, that you really start to
it doesn't fill you with the light. No. And I'm telling you, it's like going to the gas station and filling your car with gas. Yeah. You have to have this energy now in order to survive, because we are in the new era, the new days, which, of course, we came in 2012. And how did Spiritually Raw start?
So we went on this spiritual journey, me and April, and we were like, okay, you know, just kind of like using our background in insurance and financial services, we're like, okay, well, listen, the best way for us to learn about spirituality is let's use the same model we did with insurance. Let's interview people and then let's find out about that. And so that's going to be the quickest way, because neither one of us were like, we're very, you know, we're very like, hey, you know what? They don't have time to take a look at learning all the theory of everything. Let's get right to the point. So we figured if we interview the experts out there that were out there, they could get us the cliff notes and because they'd done all the research. So we started doing that, but not so much as a show. We just started doing it. And then one day someone said, hey, put a camera on you. And then it turned into, you know, an actual show. We came up with the title Spiritually Raw. And that's really how it evolved. So it was almost by accident, I would say.
No, it really wasn't, Jay.
Well,
you were chosen by the light to bring forth all of the knowledge within you that you did not know you had. So it's really called an opening. And the reason I need to say that now is that everybody's going through it. And you know that I have shown you the new spiritual chakras. They're going to be able to help you open a lot more. But I would like to know how the philosophy of the show grew, because it certainly has changed from when you first started out.
Well, so we've always believed that there's a sprinkler of truth of everything being said. And then so how it's grown, which is pretty unique. So when we first started out, we were talking about things like, a lot of historical events, right? Like a lot of what happened in history. Mm-hmm. And we were reporting a lot in history. And then we were talking a lot about, this is going to happen. Like, for example, like what we're experiencing now, people were coming on the show and saying, hey, this is going to happen around this time frame. This is going to happen around that time frame. So for then it was all speculation. There was all a lot of historical events talking about the angels, all that stuff. Right. And then now when we came back into fast forward to where we're at today, we're actually, which is completely fascinating, Elizabeth, we're actually reporting on real time events. Like we're seeing all these things that people, like someone like yourself, you talked about 10 years ago, actually coming to fruition and saying, holy crap, this is wild. Like, how do you, now it's like not only.
And Jay, I'm going to tell you something else. You haven't seen anything yet. The how busy you will be next year. You're going to want to clone yourself twice. You will be so busy next year. Next year will be a very difficult year, and everybody will be coming to learn more about the light, how it works, and how to rise above the fray. So what have you personally learned, Jay?
So I've learned to really connect with myself at a much deeper level. And however, and I know you've got that proper phrasing for it, Elizabeth. So what I've learned throughout this whole process, really taking a sit back and, you know, listening to what people bring to the show and how they educate us, which is a blessing in itself, the education we get, is I really learned about the power of what we hold within ourselves. And really not to, you know, obviously I've never really been wanted to get too caught up in all the other stuff, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. all the stuff, like that's everybody else's drama, right? But for me, I was like, okay, well, look, you know, there is a light, a God, goddess particle within us that I'm gonna focus on harnessing that. So that's really what I've been putting a lot of my focus.
So you've been doing a meditative practice?
Every day, every night. So I go, and so my—
Tell us about that, Jay, because I know you didn't used to, and I'm thrilled to hear it.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that. So what happened was, you know, it got to be tedious for me, Elizabeth. So mm-hmm. what happened was I was like, well, I don't like sitting up and doing it because it's not comfortable for me. I, you know, and then it's like I keep breaking my thought process. So I stopped it for a while. And then recently, I'd say probably last year or something, I just thought to myself, I was like, you know what, let me just, when I go to bed at night, I just kind of one day something was like, hey, you know what, just connect to us. So I just started at night meditating before I went to bed. So I would meditate. And then in the morning, so here's my process. This has really been such a game changer for me.
That's wonderful. I know it has. It's wonderful. It really is.
Oh, yeah. So I go to bed. I meditate myself to sleep. Then let's say, you know, like many people, I wake up 2 or 3 in the morning, whatever. And instead of turning on the TV, I meditate myself back into that space again at 2 or 3 in the morning. And then when I wake up, I spend a few minutes meditation. So that whole process is really been an extremely awakening experience for me, in it that what happens when I do wake up in the morning, like really ready to get going, I've woken up with these downloads, very specific. Yep. Very specific instructions.
Your channel is open.
Yeah, yes, it's the best. You know, so I'm waking
now,
up.
You know, I want to tell you one thing. I was on your show, Spiritually Raw, a month ago, and I told you that your 8th chakra had not opened, but it is opening now. So October is going to be a dynamite month for you. I just wanted you to know that.
All right. I love you. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
So how can all of us realize this vibration, and how can we get rid of this negativity? That's so important because there's so much hate going on.
Number one is you got to do the basics. Okay. I'm only sharing with you what works for me and April and what we're doing in our lives. But number one is I literally January 6th, no more TV. I don't turn on my TV. Okay. I don't watch the news. I don't watch anything news, nothing that's going to not fill my soul, nothing that's going to be positive or any high vibration. I already know about the negativity out there. So, you know, I understand how that mm-hmm. exists, but I don't watch anything news. So I stay away from that completely, because you don't want to get caught in that. Anybody that sends me emails, because this is what's happening right now to so many people. People are getting emails like, oh, this is going to happen then. This is going to mm-hmm. like, you know, terrible time. I just delete those emails. I don't respond to them. I don't engage in them. So I completely put myself in a place of like, look, you know what? I get it that there's stuff there, but you know what? I'm going to burrow through it, you know, and I'm just going to surround
That's
myself
great.
And build
you know,
myself
I'm
like.
I'm talking about next year being negative only because there's so much change coming that none of us have voted for. And I just want people to stay in the higher. So yeah. I'm not saying it to frighten people. I'm saying it that they can still stay abundant, they can still create their prosperity, and they can live their divine purpose by doing exactly what you're saying, Jay. And
100%.
It changed you. Yep. And it changed
you. Yeah, 100%.
So how are you going to manifest?
So what I've been doing is this, is I've been the most effective way to manifest, and I recommend this to everybody right now. First of all, in this time right now, if you think it, start and act on it. Ain't it that? The best way that I found to manifest is the show that we do. So when I'm on a show, Elizabeth, I'm talking, and I realized, and here's what I've realized by doing the show: as you're talking, you're speaking your future into existence. It's an incredible thing. You're 100% doing that. So mm-hmm. and when you're on a show, and so here's the difference: it's not like an affirmation. So I want to kind of put this in perspective briefly. It's
That's
not
correct.
Like an affirmation.
It's a download.
It's a download, and it's a real energy that's coming through, and the universe is feeling that real energy. So that's why the show does. It's the show for us is like the best therapy in the world. It's like magic, right? So when we're on the show, you got an energy there. You're there. You're giving it all you got. And that energy, when you're speaking about that, you are vibrating at a different level and you're creating with the universe and you're literally speaking those things in the world. So that, number one, is a way I manifest. The other two is I actually, at night, part of my meditation is the nighttime meditation. I go to my future self. I'm like, all right, Jay in the future, let's figure this out. No, what do we got to do?
It's your higher self. It's not your
future. Higher self. But again, you know, but you know what I'm saying. So I go.
Yeah, but
I go
when you say future self, you're limiting it. Your higher,
all right.
Your higher self brings your past lives and your present life in harmony with your future life to manifest. It brings in all the knowledge that you've already gone through. Like you said to me, I don't have time to learn it all. You don't have to. It's already inside of you. So you have to go to the past to bring in the future, if you know what I mean.
I'm going to change that to higher self, and I just made my note right there. From here on out, it's higher self.
So, okay. And what's the most significant message that you've realized since you've been doing this?
That there is a collective. So it's, you know, that message is always, it's like an organ, right? It's always changing. But I would say at present right now, that most significant message is really learning that we do have soul brothers and soul sisters out there, that there's a real soul connection with the people that we're around right now. And it's in, and when we can find our soul brothers and sisters, like you and I talking, that's where the real magic starts to happen. And,
yep.
And we want to be aware
support.
Of that. That's where you get the real unconditional love support. I'm not saying
it's your solar community.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to help people with this for a second, because a lot of people feel guilty when they say soul family, because it makes them feel like, well, I already have a family. This is no way implying that you're giving up your family or you're switching a family. This is just saying they're expanding it. These are just words, everybody, but you do have a soul family. You know what I mean? You do have people there that they instinctively know you. You know when you've met that person and you feel like you've known them for lifetimes. I mean, there you go. They're coming back. And so now meet each other, enjoy this experience, and really go on this ride and have the best time of your life.
Well, this is very, very interesting. And we're going to take a short break. It's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And we will be back in a few minutes to talk further with Jay. Please stay tuned. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of October 4th through October 10th, 2021. In October, four planets, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, ended their retrograde phase. This means that after an extended period of consolidation, new developments are increasingly in force. Many things that have just been loosely considered are now ready and able to be implemented. The next few months will show where the onward journey would lead. If you seek validation from society or from those in power this week, you will be undermined every step of the way. However, the brave souls who dare to forge their own path will be able to go the distance. Exactly at the Libra full moon on October 6th, Pluto will end its retrograde phase of just over 5 months, and Venus enters Sagittarius a day later. These are days to give reason and hope. Venus moves from Sirius Scorpio to love and play Sagittarius. Communications planet Mercury continues to be retrograde in Libra until October 18th. It's a good time to reconnect with people that fell by the wayside during. It's a good time to reconnect with people that fell by the wayside during COVID, and to do some cosmic fix-me-up around the house or with your wardrobe. Time to clean out those drawers and closets and move from summer to fall. Three of the five outer planets end their retrograde cycle between the 6th and the 18th of October. So you will gradually feel the universe easing up to get you moving in a forward direction again. After treading water or slogging through some real stuck energy for several months now. Wednesday's exuberant new moon is conjunct with Mars, making this an excellent time to construct an action plan for the upcoming year. With the moon also conjuncting Mercury retrograde and trining Jupiter later in the day, it's a good time to make peace
with estranged friends or family. If you have become distant with former loved ones due to ideological or political divides over the past few years, you can once again find common ground when you reach out now. So do it. It's always worth it. Venus enters friendly Sagittarius on Thursday, bringing a sociable, benevolent energy to personal relations. The moon will be squaring Pluto and Saturn, one right after the other, that same day. Bosses and control freaks will be out in full force, and nothing will be able to appease them other than having their own wishes and you bowing and kowtowing. It's wise to lay low and remove yourself from their line of fire. At that time, we can also expect some outdoor demonstrations and hopefully no violence. Although the moon is in heartwarming Leo on Friday and Saturday, retrograde Mercury is challenging death and rebirth Pluto Friday morning. Avoid forcing your ideas onto other people and avoid the people who do the same thing to you. Luckily, the sun conjuncts Mars on Friday, and that comes to the rescue. That's a very energetic combination and brings really good, strong energy. This energy brings bravery and determination to the individual. Since Mercury is retrograde until the 18th, traffic is likely to be challenging and backed up on Friday. Saturday is generally an easy day, overflowing with diplomatic warmth from Venus and Libra, thanks to the planets in positive, loving harmony. It's about time. This is another excellent time to break free from group thinking and bury that hatchet with those who have fallen off your radar. You can transform strained ties through love and compassion. The evening energies prefer quiet with no conflicts. Sunday evening has mental Mercury making a harmonious trine with big ideas Jupiter. Share your expansive thoughts with loved ones and colleagues. Jupiter likes philosophical conversations and also getting out into nature. Both planets love to travel. So why don't you begin to plan a trip for the holidays? There will be a sense of conversations and communication, along with an increased search for agreements instead of separation. Many smoldering conflicts could now be diffused or even ended through conversation and commitment in the personal sphere as well as on the political stage. Be interesting to watch what happens. Now a longer period begins in which positive concepts of life receive stronger resonance than before. A more relaxed overall mood may also indicate a harmonious time on the relationship front. All's good in love and war. From October 8th to the 10th, the Sun, Mars, and Mercury are conjunct in Libra, reaffirming the desire for a better world. Remember, Libra is the scales, and it likes balance, doesn't like to be off balance. What kind of a better world is envisioned, however, must first be clarified. Why don't you make some notes about how you'd like to see a positive changes in your life by the end of the year? Saturn ends its retrograde cycle on October 11th and wants to do its part in this harmony thing. True to form, Saturn will probably do this by introducing us to some new rules. However, divided camps still have the opportunity to gradually come closer together again and begin to settle their differences. Wishing you love, peace, and harmony through this month of October is going to bring some very nice and positive changes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or make an appointment with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. I want to let everyone know that I will be on Coast to Coast Thursday night, October 7th and 8th. I will be the second guest. On the West Coast, it's at midnight. On the East Coast, it's at 3 a.m. But you can download the podcast the next day as long as you're a coaster. Hope you'll be listening then, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and A.J. Mehta from Spiritually Raw.
Well, hello and welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our weekly cosmic tip. You know, you need to listen to it every week this month because so much is happening in the sky in October and it will be affecting everybody. Again, I have a great guest. His name is Jay Mehta and he and his wife, April, have a show called Spiritually Raw. And it's a good podcast to watch. So you're going to want to start listening if you're not already. So, Jay, let me ask you, how do you remain balanced with all these new energies?
The show. It's the show. And this is such an important thing, Elizabeth, for people to really wrap their head around is that, you know, we're in the business of doing a show, but it's more than just a business. It is an absolute sense of sanity. It's an absolute spiritual experience, because what happens is if you take a look at how look at what we're doing right now, we are having a very direct, heartfelt, honest, real conversation. That's therapy for people. People should be able to have that, to have the privilege to get to do that. So we're big fans. And listen, if you want to really connect yourself and stay balanced and not feel like at the end of the day, you need a release system. You need a way to be able to release.
True.
You have to have this. It's so important. If you hold this thing in, one day you're going to blow up and it's going to turn into manifest into, you know, anger, sickness, whatever.
But I think you've learned my secret.
I think I, well, you and I talk a lot.
Do what you love and the money will follow.
Absolutely. 100%. And so, you know, absolutely.
Tell me about these collective super channels and the message behind them. What's behind all this, Jay?
So they're really about bringing a lot of different networks together, a lot of different shows together under one umbrella. So if you visualize like a Netflix, if you would, that has different shows on there. So that's really what the collective super channels are about. They're really about bringing together different people from different belief systems and different messages that, you know, we can share with the global community. So when people can come on there, when people can go on to the collective super channels, they can see like, you know, something on, you know, metaphysical. They could see something on, you know, healing. They could see something
It's actual growth, soul growth.
Yeah. There's just so, it's a diverse catalog, very easy place for, you know, people to check things out.
And what are your thoughts on 3D and 5D and 4D and 11D and all that stuff?
I think number one, I'm more fascinated by who was able to identify the numbers. You know what I mean?
Oh,
more than anything. But I would say my thoughts on it are this. I think that we live it all simultaneously all at once. So I think there's, this is just my belief. Okay. So take what you want and throw the rest away. I believe that, you know, we are living a 3D, and then as our day, we get in a high vibe, we'll go to 5D, and then some days, sometimes you'll get back to 3D again, and then you go, you know, it's a constant accordion file.
Okay, let me see if I can explain. You know, 3D is your five senses.
Yeah.
And 5D is your other senses, the new spiritual chakras, as well as your intuition, being able to download, as we talked about, being able to communicate with your own personal guide. That's what the eighth chakra does. The eighth chakra brings you in with your own personal guide, and you get more downloads. And we got to explain downloads a little bit, Jay. It's energy that comes into your mind and gives you a sentence to say. I hate to tell you how many times I have said something that came out of my mouth. It's not what I was thinking, and it's very jarring. Have you ever had that happen, Jay?
Yeah. It just like flows through you, and it's just like forces you to speak it. It's wild.
And one time I was talking to my girlfriend in my own kitchen, and I actually saw a ticker tape, you know, like how an airplane flies and has this tape flowing after it.
Yeah.
And I could see her sentence all typed out as it went through her head. It was an amazing experience. And I knew things were being put into her mind. And it's all done telepathically. It's all done with energy. So I hope that explains it a little bit.
I think it's a great explanation. And I love it. And I love the fact right now that I want to just tag on what you just said. I love the fact that like what I'm also trying to really work on too is that telepathic communication is so fascinating. It's such a beautiful thing to really, really seek out.
Yep. It's plugging in the vacuum cleaner in order to turn it on and have it work.
Yeah.
Now, I've told you about a little bit about 2022. Let me ask you about 2022. What is your opinion of the state of the world, and how can we get through this? What's coming?
Well, if you want to get through it, okay, so Lynn, and I know this sounds like such an obvious thing, but it's not for people, because I mean, I'm interviewing people all day long, and I get feedback and I hear what they're doing. But if you want to get through it, again, the things you're going to need to do is you're going to take a look at where you're at. You're going to need to make a life choices. Like I said, little things like turning off the news, turning off that negativity mm-hmm. that you hear every day is crucial right now. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck in the same thing. And next year it's going to be 2023 and you're going to be like, nothing changed. Okay.
Well, you know what that is? That's change. People are afraid of change. They don't like change. Yeah, and when change happens, they resist it unless they're forced into it. And that can be climatic, like a snowstorm or a hurricane or a volcanic eruption. But I really wish for everybody that we could just tune into our blessed higher self and follow directions.
Absolutely. I mean, people need to do what we're doing right now. Literally what you and I are doing right now, Elizabeth. They need to be able to have an outlet, and this is what's going to make the change. They need to be able to vibrate like this, not just sit on the sidelines and say, hey, do you know when that's going to happen? I heard this is going to happen on Tuesday, or that's going to happen on a Monday. That's good information to know. But, you know, that's good information to know. But, you know, don't always hang your hat on it. Use it as a guide and, you know, and try to work through it. But get out there and start speaking your voice. Start speaking your truth. That's how you're going to see. That's how you can see the change, or you're going to simply just, life will be the same for you, if not the way.
And if life is the same old, and you refuse to change and you refuse to listen, you will go into that negativity. Yeah. And sometimes once you're in it, you can't get out. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm just saying that to encourage everybody to have a meditation practice. That's all you need. And as I've told you on the show many times, it's very simple. You get up in the morning, think about your day, plan your day, and set a condition that your day is going to go smoothly and openly and without problems and successfully. And then at night, set the conditions for the morning. Because when you make a statement in your mind to your blessed higher self, it will hear you. And if there's the answer that you don't have, ask it. And you will be shown that answer within 72 hours. It's absolutely amazing.
Yep, 100%. And you know, you just got to first make a choice within yourself that you're ready to be able to not accept this life the way it is anymore. And you're able, and you want the blessings that you're entitled to. So you got to admit that, first of all, and own it. Take what's yours.
You got to accept it. Yeah. And of course, we're all doing that in our own way. And I wanted to just talk about the different levels. You talked about all the different religions and the India and Krishna and China and Kuan Yin and America and the Lord. We all have all of these different upbringings. We're all on different levels of vibration. And when you meet somebody that's either higher than you or lower than you, you know it. You ever meet somebody and say, oh, I really don't like that person? Or did you ever meet somebody and say, what a beautiful light, she's wonderful, I'm so glad I met her? Well, that's your body and your mind telling you about the levels, the different levels, and they're wonderful to know. Don't you think, Jay?
100%. Yeah, because it happens to us all. But yeah, if you become aware and you become conscious of, hey, you know, when you're meeting someone, what that experience is like, you're supposed to go with the universal flow. You're not supposed to swim against the current. It's not designed to be that way.
Yes, but so many people don't understand that because the ego is easing God out.
Right, easing God out.
When you are fighting what you know you should do, you are easing God out, E-G-O. Yeah. So let's get down to the good stuff. What are your thoughts on reincarnation?
You know, I believe there's probably something to it. I mean, I don't really, you know, I know a lot of people talk about it. I definitely interviewing over 2,000 people. I mean, we've had our fair share of conversations on it. I think it's mm-hmm. fascinating. I think that, you know, again, for me, I'm all about the present. You know what I mean? I think it's fascinating. I don't want to get too caught up in it. If I was reincarnated and I was something before, then I was something before, and let me figure out, and that's it. And
that's absolutely correct. The only time that you really need to do a past life regression is to heal something that may not have been in this lifetime, and to bring forth knowledge that you have already learned to we reuse it in the present. That's what I believe.
Yeah, pretty much me too. I mean, if there's a healing that can be done from learning from your past, do that. Other than that, I wouldn't get too caught, because that's the past. It's done. Go to the next phase now. You got a new ride.
Let's go to destiny and karma, which is kind of like the same thing. Do you believe in destiny and karma?
I believe we have the ability to be able to change. I believe in karma in it, that the balance of everything, right? So I believe in there's no punishment. It's just what it is. It's cause and effect. So I do believe in a cause and effect. Destiny, I believe we can create our own destiny. I really do. I believe there's some things that are there that show us the way and say that, hey, you got this. But we got to do our part too, you know?
That's right. You know, God gives you the opportunity. You've got to do the work.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite sentence. You're going to get the opportunity. Are you going to be smart enough to take it? And are you willing to put in the work? Like you, Jay, when you left the corporate world and came into Spiritually Raw, you're excelling, but you had to make the choice and do the work.
Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, and that's it. You know what? We say this on our courses too. It's like the definition of luck is when preparation and opportunity meet. So we're going to get the opportunities. We just better make sure we're prepared for them.
That's true. Okay, so where are we? Are past lives important to know? Well, we kind of covered that because I told you that I feel they're important to know if you need to heal. Now, let me tell you something about how that works. I had a little boy, 14 years old, that had muscular dystrophy. And I knew it was from a past life. So he and his mother came for a healing. And I connected him to his blessed higher self. And I asked the blessed higher self to walk away and heal the pain. And that boy's leg straightened out on that table.
Oh, wow.
And we saw it happen. And he was partially healed. He needed a lot more work to do. And there is always a lot of work. It doesn't happen instantly. But it did happen. And it was very exciting. Very exciting.
That's so beautiful to watch that.
And that's what makes me believe in past lives and karma. The law of karma is exact. And I have people say that all the time. The law of karma is exact. You experience it in order for you to learn a greater spiritual lesson and to bring you up to a higher place. And sometimes when you're mean and cruel, you have to have somebody be mean and cruel back to you in order to learn.
Yeah. Like, you know, you
got to meet them where they are, meet them in their own energy, their own vibrationary level, and then try to bring them up to the level of love, peace, and harmony.
That's right. You get everything and you get nothing. You know what I mean? You get nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a balance there. You just have to be able to work through it and, do your thing. And I think if you can consciously look, I don't want to sound like a love and light airy fairy here, but listen, if you consciously live with good intent, you know what I mean? And you consciously are going, waking up and saying, hey, you know what, let me just help this person out or let me do this. I mean, and you just do that from that place, you know, you're just helping your soul brother and sister. So if you look at it from the standpoint, you're not helping a stranger, because if there's a possibility that we all have this inner connection going on, we're helping each other as we help each other.
That's correct. And the other thing to remember is the law of the universe. You know, I have the natural laws, and you just mentioned one, and that is it will never come in front of you unless you have called it in yourself.
Yeah.
You got to remember that. So if somebody's asking for your help, you more than likely owe them from a past life. And you have to use discernment, not trickery, not robbery or anything like that. Just honest caring.
Yeah, exactly.
So my question that I've always wanted to ask you, Jay, is how come you are such an advocate for people having their own shows? I mean, most people, I'll have you on my show, but my show, you know, that type of thing. But you don't do that at all. You are just overflowing with support for people that want to have their own shows. Explain that to me, please.
Well, number one, we all bring something very unique from our higher self to be able to share with the world that is unique to us. We all bring these amazing gifts. There's no one person here to look at or watch or whatever that can bring you everything. It's just not going to happen. There's no Messiah per se. You got to learn from each of us, you know, like you get little bits of this person, that person, that person. That makes you who you are. You get to learn from your soul brothers and sisters. So that's number one. Number two, what we spoke about earlier is really, it's a very therapeutic way for you to be able to release any of those those metaphysical, physical toxins that we build up during the day, whatever those frustrations are, it's an incredible way to release it. Number three, it's the most incredible manifestation tool, because when you're in your show, your energy shifts because you know that you now are talking to people. So you get into a different state. That's the state that the universe is wanting you to connect with. You're raising your vibration. When you're speaking, you're able to manifest. You're able to co-create with your higher self, your creator, whatever you define that at. This is why it's so crucial. If this is on anybody's radar to have their own show, Elizabeth, you know a hell of a lot better than I do as far as the alignment of this all happening, but I think that this is a pretty damn good time for people to do this. I think that things are in their favor for them to be more, to be a better, to communicate like this.
Back in the 20s, before we really became aware, actually when psychology started with Sigmund Freud and all of those people, we were talked to like this. Oh, shut up. Who would ever want to hear anything from you? And who do you think you are? Something special? This is what we were brought up with back then. Children should be seen and not heard. All of these come from the early part of the 1900s. But we have really, really overcome that. And the woke people have really overcome it. It's pretty funny. But I do want to talk more to you about it. We have to take a break. It's our half hour. And we're going to hear some nice music and hear a couple of important messages for you. And we'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to talk to you. We traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn. Danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. Why, you've become a grown-up girl. Still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. And look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be, but not so far that we've forgotten how it was before. September morn, do you remember how we danced that night away? Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morning still can make me feel that way.
This is Elizabeth Joyce back with you with Let's Find Out, and that was Neil Diamond and September Morn. I really wanted to play that because we're saying goodbye to September and hello to October. October will be an exciting month, but it's always a little disheartening for me to see fall. I love fall, I love the leaves, but I don't like what comes after that cold winter. But anyway, we're back with Jay Mehta, my guest for tonight, and Spiritually Raw. And Jay, you have given some wonderful, wonderful messages tonight. I hope people will really download the show and listen to it often, because I think it will help them. And I want to ask you an opinion, because this is important to so many people right now. Where and what do you see for the U.S. in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think if you take a look at the strategies by listening to your show, listening to the shows out there that can teach you, I think that we got a hell of a chance here to be able to do it. And you surround yourself with the right people, you got a hell of a shot to be able to get through this. Overall, if you realize in your life that you're not there, it's not your job to save the world, and you're not going to save the world. But if you can save yourself and you can bring yourself along the way, you're going to attract other people that want to follow. Next thing you know, you have a tribe. The state of your world, meaning your own universe, can be pretty fantastic. I see that as a real positive thing for people if they can really look at it from that perspective.
And I do believe we're going to be building communities. I kind of don't like the word tribe, but I like the word communities. We're going to be helping our neighbor. We're going to be helping feed the people in our community. We're going to be gathering together in whatever belief we have with a group of others that are like-minded. And that is what's going to get us through whatever changes that are going to be made. There's lots of changes that are going to be made. And a lot of people are always uncomfortable with change. They feel they come from a sense of loss, Jay, or I've lost that, or it can't be this way, or I work so hard. But that's not really true. It is change. And we're supposed to go through this in order for us to go ahead on higher levels. Don't you agree?
100%. I absolutely do.
So if somebody wants to do a show or get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, a couple of our contact information, they can email me directly at askspirituallyraw@gmail.com, askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. They can also check out our shows that we have. It's at spirituallyraw.live. It's pretty awesome. We've interviewed, gosh, I mean, there's probably close to 400 videos on that one.
Is that on YouTube?
It's on. All they got to do is go to spirituallyraw.live, spirituallyraw.live, and they can go to the catalog section. It's laid out very easy, and you know, very easy playlist. Very whether you're in metaphysical, you know, intuitives, great awakening, entertainment, whatever you're looking for, you'll see the guests that we've interviewed. You can play in there and check out. It's a really, really cool site.
Well, you're going to have a BBS Radio page, and they can download this show to find out. But they can also just type your name in on BBS Radio. You've been a guest, and all your contact information will be there as well.
That's very cool. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if they want more information about having their own show or where do they start, just ask spirituallyraw@gmail.com is a great one there.
Well, as we leave you tonight, I would like you to comment on what is your opinion and what is the most important thing to know right now.
Most important thing to know right now is going to be just really connect with yourself, your higher self right now. And that is the most important, because unless you can be the best for yourself, you know, you're wasting your time trying to be the best for everybody else, because you got to really get your own house together. So get your own house together, which is you. Figure out that mind, body, spirit. If that means cleansing, you know what you got to change in your life. If it's got to maybe don't drink so much, don't smoke so much, or don't eat so much, whatever that may be for you, you know, you already know what you got to do. Start those things. Start that process right now. Really start that process to start to heal yourself and get yourself connected and reacquainted with your spirit.
And that's great, Jay, because I will tell you this. We've had the year of expansion and the year of knowledge this year. Next year is the year of action. And there's going to be a lot of it, both negative and positive.
Yep.
So we have to start taking steps to follow what our thoughts are. And then the universe will support you. And you know what, Jay? I think that you only have to take small steps, and all of a sudden, you'll have a tsunami of people coming
totally
in to help you change.
You know, that is so important that you said that, because that is such an important thing you just said, because you're right. It's not about massive leaps or massive bounds. Start the process. Take that first step. And there you go.
You know, it's funny. I have a man by the name of William Vitalis that has written a lot of wonderful music. And we picked one to go into the meditation tonight. It's called You Are Everywhere. You are everywhere, all around me. And the other one that he made is called Hummingbird. And Hummingbird is the most beautiful song. If you want Hummingbird, just let me know and I'll get it out to you. Just take one drop. Take one drop and taste and see and dwell in me. It's beautiful. It really is, Jay.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
So thank you for joining us tonight, and I'd love to come back on, and we can have call-ins. We'll do that in the next month or two.
Yeah, I'd love it, too. This is very nice. Thank you for having me, and thank you for, you know, introducing me to your audience, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Absolutely. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And next week, I think we'll have Frank St. James on with us, so you can find out more about what you need to know in the month of October. And now it's time to get ready for our meditation. And the meditation tonight, we start with William singing Everywhere, and I know you'll love it. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. I'll see you next week. Good night.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. Start, who pours the universe. me, how can my mind hold the wings of your time? Unless I spread my arms wide, how will I know your heart is with mine? Unless I feel you so deep inside. Oh, who makes my voice and the ocean to swell? Who turns the seasons into stories to tell? Who climbs the light ladders in every cell of me? You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. You are in every smile, you are in every tear. Every stone, every star is made and unmade in thee. Oh, you are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, I love you everywhere all around me. I can feel you are everywhere.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day in making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.